Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Tribe and the White Sox in the rubber match here tonight. Well, you've been on the other end of it a lot more this year. First time the Indians, in fact, have lost a game when they had the lead going into the ninth inning. And I guess it proves again with this game of baseball, as good as your bullpen is, every once in a while, even a Cody Allen and Andrew Miller, whomever, is going to have one of those nights.
Yeah, and you know what? On paper, it looked like a terrible inning. When you look back on it, it was an infield hit. Frankie made a nice play in the hole. Probably should have eaten it, but you know, you hate to take his aggressiveness away because we've seen him make that play. So that puts the runner at second and takes away the force because the next ground ball up the middle, Kip would have just flipped to second. That ends up being an infield hit. Then we get the walk where the umpire kind of flinched. It was so close, and it probably was a ball, but it was that close. Then we get the little jam shot over third that Jose almost made a fantastic play. But so you've got bases loaded and one out, and they haven't hit a ball hard yet. And, you know, he's got bases loaded, and he gets 0-2 to a guy that hasn't even hit the ball off him yet. And he hung a breaking ball and he hit a grand slam, and wow, you know, just like he got punched in the stomach.
You know, and it's something, too, about this game. The White Sox have not been good in coming from behind late in games, and David Robertson for them has had a number of big ninth-inning meltdowns, and yet nothing is ever automatic in this game, is it, Terry?
No, and that's probably why every night until the last out's made, you're always – you maintain your focus, you're on kind of pins and needles because – it's not over, you know, like Yogi said, until it's over. And it really isn't. And that's why you never take anything for granted. You don't assume, because things can happen. And we've seen it. We've done it more, fortunately, than we have had it done to us. But it happens.
And yet, you almost got David Robertson yourself. The one thing about this club is talk is cheap. This club now looks like they really believe every time they have a chance to come back, they're going to.
You know, how many times have you seen a game where that happens and then you go 1-2-3 in the ninth just quietly? And we didn't. We got the tie and run of the plate. And like I said, you're going to win some of those games, or you're going to tie it and keep playing. And if you do that enough. And, again, I like our resiliency. That's baseball.
Terry, tonight you have Danny Salazar coming off the DL. It really wasn't anything serious. And it sounds like when you talk to Danny – He feels like he's brand new.
He does, and that's good, and that's why we did it. And, you know, I think pitching a full season in the major leagues is still a learning process for Danny. And hopefully this helps him, because we were able to give him a two-week shutdown. You can't always do that. But now the idea is, and he's not going to throw 100 pitches tonight, but the hope is that from here till we're done playing, we get the Danny that we've seen that, you know, is pumping it in there and, you know, can be kind of devastating for the other teams. That's the hope.
Now, Mike Clevinger is in your bullpen. Might he start this weekend? Do you know yet in regards to Josh Tomlin?
I talked to Josh today, and he is planning on coming back tomorrow. So he would make his start on Saturday. Now, I also told Josh that if he's not comfortable coming back, do not come back. He's talking about a real serious thing with his dad. And if he wants to be there, if he needs to be there, I told him to stay. As much as we care about winning these games, it becomes so secondary, so quick. And he understands that. But he is really thinking he's going to be back here.
Also, Tito, when it comes to, be it Clevinger or anybody in that bullpen, now with Andrew Miller, Brian Shaw, Cody Allen, how do you determine how many days in a row guys can go?
Well, with the guys that have been here, it's really, that's part of you being together for a while. You learn to trust and you learn to be honest, and it goes both ways. And so I listen a lot too, because our guys want to be available, but when they're not, they tell me, and it helps me a ton. And like tonight, we'll stay away from Cody. Some nights you just have to. We stayed away from Andrew last night. It's nice to have them all available, but it's just probably not realistic.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.